Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt das Yuma, Perik Vav, Mishnah Ches. Sagt der Mishnah, Amalei Lekayin Gadol, they said to the Kayin Gadol, Hegi Asari Lemidbar, the Sari arrived in the Midbar. It was important for the Kayin Gadol to know this, because he wasn't permitted to start a different Avodah until the Sari arrived in the Midbar. We know that because the Pasuk says first, Vashilach HaSasari Bamidbar, and afterwards, as Chela V'chatas, Yatra HaMizbecha. Even the taking out of the par and the sari to be burnt, that was only after the sari arrived in the midbar. Now perhaps you're thinking, well, how did they know? It was very far away. Even if they were allowed to use radios, they didn't have any yet. So frek the Mishnah, umenayin hoya yoyden, how did they know? Shegi asari le midbar, that the sari arrived in the midbar. And for the Mishnah, darki ois hoya oisin. They built these series of stones, one on top of the other, and a special shomer would climb to the top, and he would hold a flag. Umanifin b'sedar, and they would wave this flag. V'yoyden, that's how they knew shegi asar lemidbar. Now, with these people waving the flag, had to make sure was that it arrived at the point where it's about to be pushed off by that cliff. Rabbi Yehuda says, why was this necessary? Amar Rabbi Yehuda, well, simin gadol hayolam. They had a different sim, a very good, simple sim. Miyushalayim. From Yerushalayim until the beginning of the Midbar was Shloisha Milim, 3 mil. Now Rabbi Yehuda holds that in order for the Kohen Gadol to get the go-ahead to continue with the Avoida, the Sari HaMishtalech did not have to reach the cliff that's going to be pushed off from. It had to get to the beginning of the Midbar. And the beginning of the Midbar, the Chidudai, the point, meaning to say where it started, the beginning of the Midbar was 3 mil away. So really, we had it all worked out, automatically. Because the Yekiri Yerushalayim, the Chashuv, the people of Yerushalayim, would accompany the person taking out the Sayer for the first mil. So Halchan mil, they would go a mil. The Chayzer mil, they would return a mil. Then the Shoyin Kedei mil, they would wait the amount of time it would take to walk another mil. The Yoyden, so they knew, Shagi, Sayer LeMidbar, that by now, the person going with the Sayer had walked 3 mil. He had arrived at the beginning of the Midbar. The Batanura tells us, however, that the Allah is not like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shmuel says, they had a different siman. This strip of wool was tied to the opening of the Hechel. When the Sari came to the Midbar, it turned white. Shenemer, as the Pasuk says, Im yuchata echem kashonim, kashela gelbinu. The sign of Kapparah is when the red turns white. So all they had to do was to look at the Pesach Shel Hechel, and they knew when the Sari got there. So basically, in this Mishnah, we learned that the Kohen Gadol could not proceed with the Avodah until the Sari got to the Midbar. The Tanakhama holds, they had to make special flags. They built special structures for people to be on the flags, and they can see when the Sari got to the Tzak, when it got to the cliff. Rabbi Yehuda disagreed. First of all, Rabbi Yehuda holds the Kohen Gadol doesn't have to wait till it gets to the cliff where it's about to be pushed off. He just has to wait for it to get to the Midbar. And the Midbar, the beginning of the Midbar, was 3 mil away. So the Yekira Yerushalayim accompanied him for 1 mil. Then they came back. So we know they went a mil, they came back a mil. Now all we have to do is wait the amount of time it normally takes to walk a mil. So by now the Kohen Gadol can assume that the person taking out the Sari has reached at least the beginning of the Midbar. And again, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that's enough. As soon as he reaches the beginning of the Midbar, the Kohen Gadol has the green light to go on with the Avodah. However, the Batanura says, we don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shmuel agrees with the Tanakhama, and he has to arrive mamish to the cliff, but he says there's a different siman. They can look at the Lashon Shel Zahiris that's tied to the Pesach Shel Hechel and wait for it to turn white.